Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the 2018 Youth Education Conference, held in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Well, welcome, guys. How many of you guys enjoy public speaking? Yeah? Okay, so there's a lot of you guys that enjoy public speaking. If you don't, it's okay. You're not alone, because as I was learning about it, let's see what the next one is. What does it say? Yeah, so I was looking online about public speaking, and there was this company who people pay them to help them with personal development, and they said that most people are more scared of public speaking than like to die. So they're so terrified to public speak that they'd rather die than have to public speak. Hopefully that's not our situation, because, you know, in our religion, you have to speak in front of church like age 12 or 13, 14. So you get to learn to public speak. But the reality is a lot of us will have to public speak in our life, whether it's in church, which is probably going to be one of your first public speaking opportunities, or, you know, later on in life, whether it's at a Eagle Board of Review or an Eagle Court of Honor, when you have a job, you go present. My husband currently is the young men's president in our ward, and they do this thing for all of the kids that are graduating and going to college the next year. They call it the senior roast. And so we celebrate all of the students that are going to be going to college, and then we kind of do videos and pictures of them growing up, and we kind of roast them in a good way. And my husband had to speak, so he's emceed that big red carpet event that our ward does. He's emceed that for the past 2 years. So even if you don't love public speaking, probably in the series of your life, whether you have callings or careers or volunteer opportunities, you're going to be public speaking. So this is a great class for you guys to be in. So it'll be kind of fun. When I was some of your age, I don't know what age I was, I think I was 16, I went to this conference called the Future Business Leaders of America. How many of you have heard of FBLA, like Future Business Leaders of America? Some association group, okay. So I went to a conference that they had for 16-year-olds, and at this conference they taught us how to become entrepreneurs for 1 week. It was pretty rigorous. You'd wake up really early, stay up really late, and you're in teams, and you're supposed to develop a product and then pitch that product to the market. So it was a really fun thing that we did, and at the very, there was probably 200 kids there, and at the very end they wanted one girl to speak at the closing ceremony and one boy to speak, and you had to interview for the speaking position. At that time I didn't know all of the format of public speaking, but I had given some talks in church, so I felt like I could do this. So you had to interview for it, and so I interviewed, and I became the girl speaker for the closing ceremony. And I feel like even though I didn't know how to structure a speech and I didn't maybe have the best content, I had one thing that was to my advantage. And I think Alexander just exhibited that perfectly. He had confidence. So having confidence is half of your battle when you're public speaking. If you can just be confident in yourself, and it really is a mind over matter type of a thing. You just have to tell yourself, I'm confident, I'm gonna do it, and not worry about what anyone else is saying. I know that in a lot of my other classes, I've spoken about this a lot. So public speaking, there's a couple of tools to help you. Confidence is one of them, but then you have to have well-prepared content. And then the last one is that you have to practice a really strong delivery. So I'm gonna help you learn how to overcome those fears. So synergy, how many of you know what synergy means? I know I talked about this a little bit in my interview. Do you wanna try to explain it? And it's okay if it's not perfect.
It's pretty much just like having teamwork or using multiple people or multiple things to get more than what each person by themselves would be able to do.
I think you gave a way better definition than I could have given. So he said it's kind of like if you have multiple people together, each one of you is giving to the group, right? Kind of like teamwork, and so you're creating more than just one person could create. Did I explain that how you kind of did? Yeah, I like that. So when I'm public speaking up here, I'm exuding confidence. And so I'm kind of giving that to you, and then you guys are looking at me and you're giving me confidence, comfortable, you're feeling comfortable, and we're creating a type of synergy within this audience. If I were to just give this talk and just look at, you told me your name once, but what's your name?
Andrew.
Andrew, the whole time, would everyone else kind of start lessening their synergy? Would you guys not feel as loved, I guess. I'm not looking at you when I'm talking, if I was just speaking to Andrew. So when I'm public speaking, I try to look everywhere. I try to look at everyone. And I know you can't look at everyone, but I just pick points to look at so that everyone is kind of brought into the synergy. So that's part of public speaking. One other thing that you can do to create your confidence is something that I've explained a lot of times. And it was what I've talked last year, and then I spoke in the interview seminar that I just gave yesterday. But this is such a important and functional point. And so those of you who didn't go to my interview class, this will be helpful. I want you in your books, if you opened it up, to write down 3 confident points about yourself. I know we did this yesterday. Choose 3 different ones. If you did it yesterday and you did 3 points, confident adjectives about yourself before you go into an interview, choose 3 different confident adjectives about yourself for public speaking. So an example would be, I am articulate. So you can articulate your thoughts if that might be what you have to truly believe that you are. If one of your favorite features about yourself is that you're tall, you could just say like, I'm tall, or I am stylish, or whatever the adjective is. So think of 3 adjectives, or knowledgeable. Yeah.
I can be straightforward by everything.
Be straightforward. Yeah, that's a perfect. Yeah, if you feel like you're just, what is a great way to say straightforward about everything? You're honest. Is this an adjective about yourself? Yeah. Everyone keep writing. I'm going to think straightforward's perfect. I like that.
The 3 adjectives I put down make me sound like a demagogue.
Do you want to share them with us?
Passionate, straightforward, and energetic.
I like that. Maybe you are, then. That's a good thing to be, right? Do you say a demigod?
Demagogue.
Oh, okay. I still like it. I think it's perfect. I like those. Did everyone have an opportunity to write down your 3? Okay, so I know that this sounds like so silly, but before I would go into an interview, I would hold those 3 adjectives into my head and I would just repeat them to myself. Like, you're articulate, you're confident, and you're Catherine Zeta-Jones, or whatever my 3rd one was. Something that like, some woman that I just really love. And so I would tell myself these 3 adjectives, and our minds are really strong things. And before you get into an interview or into, sorry, I'm talking about public speaking. Before you get on stage to speak to someone, your mind starts entering doubt and you're like, wait, do I remember the content? I'm gonna forget it. Darn, I'm gonna forget it. I'm not gonna do well. They're not gonna like me. I'm gonna trip over my microphone. And your mind like tells you all of these things that you're gonna do. So if you have something else to occupy your mind, those 3 adjectives, I am articulate, I'm confident, I'm Catherine Zeta-Jones, and I tell myself those 3 different things, then there's no room for the doubt to enter in. So hold those 3 things valuable to you, and next time you public speak, tell yourself 3 adjectives. It's really helpful. So you need to have well-prepared content, and that's one thing that we talked about. First, you want to decide on a topic. So make sure that your topic is follow suits with your audience. So if I had a topic that, I don't know, was about like working hard in your career, do you feel like, well, these guys still might take value in it, but if I was talking about tomorrow, go work really hard in your career, do you think that that would be the best topic for my youth to listen to, right? Do you guys go to work tomorrow? No, you're not yet, like in the workforce every day, earning money for your family, not yet. Maybe some of the older ones have jobs. That is true, right? They have jobs. So you wanna make sure that the topic fits your audience. And then after you make sure, put yourself in the audience shoes. That's a great thing to do. In public relations, I do this too. If I'm trying to convey a message to a certain audience, then I try to put myself in their shoes and say, if I were this audience member, what type of print journalism do I read? What type of like exercise places do I go to? What is this person? So think of your audience and try to decide what their everyday activities are and what information would be useful to them. And then that, make sure your topic suits that audience. Then the other thing is, the second thing is, make sure that if there's any delicate subject that might fall under the realm of your topic, that you find a good way to articulate it so it's not offensive to anyone or it doesn't emotionally impact them in a negative way. And you might need to choose to just avoid it altogether. Yeah, to not use it altogether. So an example is when I would tour around Utah, I would speak to children and adults about internet and cell phone safety. And I had to recognize that there were some sensitivities to that because some of the children in my audience, youth in my audience might have been victims of, things that happened on the internet or cell phone, and so I had to make sure that I was delicate with the words that I used, and sometimes I had to choose to not do it altogether so I didn't cause emotional harm. So just make sure that your topic, I know this won't happen in church, well, you gotta also pay attention to emotions. If you're speaking on Mother's Day, maybe also ask yourself, what if I was a woman who never had an opportunity to get married or never had an opportunity to have children, what would that emotion be? And maybe delicately, you know, in your talk, just think of all audience members. So there's a great example. Okay, so how to structure a speech. Now that you have the topic, now we wanna make sure that, let's see, how we ought to make sure we structure our speech. So just like a essay, when you guys have written an essay, you have a topic, did I put that one up? You have an introduction, then after your introduction, what's the second part of the essay called? Does anyone, I'm kind of looking for a specific answer, so I hope they still teach this, like the body, yeah, exactly, right? Yep, the body, and then we have the three points of the body, and then we have the conclusion. I do not love writing essays. I think public speaking is a lot more fun. So this is a fun part of writing an essay, right? So you need an introduction, and then you have a body where you talk about 3 to 5 bullet points. I wouldn't do any more because your mind won't remember them and your audience will get bored and won't remember them. And then you have your conclusion. So let's talk about the introduction for a minute. So when you stand up to give a speech, you introduce yourself, like, hi, my name's Kayla Hall, and then I had someone introduce me and kind of helped you get to know me. Also, if there's a connection that you can make with your audience, that's a really good thing to do. So I had the advantage before I was speaking, that you guys were just sitting here, we were able to talk and we kind of made a connection. When I was emceeing a pageant in Spanish Fork, Utah, my roommate, when I competed in Miss Utah, was Miss Spanish Fork. So I made sure that when I got there to MC, that I acknowledged, like, by the way, your current title holder, Miss Spanish Fork, Emily was my roommate and I really love her and I wanted to just give a shout out to your wonderful queen, Miss Spanish Fork. So I made that connection. Yeah, and one more question and then I'll try to leave all my questions to the end so we have enough time to write our speeches. Yeah.
What do you do if you have to write a speech on short notice and you don't have proper time for it?
Happens to me all the time. You focus on this. You can write any speech, we're gonna do one today, and you'll have a short amount of time, and that'll be a good way to practice. You just focus on this. You can write any speech if you have an introduction, and you have 3 bullet points, and your conclusion. So if someone came to you, like, right now, and said, I need you to walk over here and give us a speech about, like, how to live a healthy lifestyle. So you're gonna be like, okay, what do I know about a healthy lifestyle? I like to start with my body first, then go back to introduction, and then your conclusion is just, like, a repetition of your introduction. So say, okay, what are things I know about healthy lifestyle? Okay, so we have to exercise, we have to eat right, and get good sleep. All right, so I have my 3 bullet points. So what are some things that I'm gonna talk about in healthy life, or in exercising? Okay, make sure we get our heart rate up, make sure that we're working our muscles, and keep our core tight, because that affects our back. So those are kind of my 3 bullet points within that bullet point. Okay, and give yourself 3 bullet points within that, and then go back up and say, my introduction. All right, I gotta think of something clever. A fast way to keep your mind and body healthy and happy. Okay, and then your conclusion will just be a repetition of the 3 point. Make sure if you want a healthy mind and body that you get exercise, have a balanced diet, and get lots of sleep. Thank you for having me here today, right? So you're done. So you can write any speech if you have those 3 points. It happens a lot, but you can do it with these. Thanks for asking that question. Okay. All right, so actually before I get that, I think there was 2 more things that I wanted to say. Nope, I think I did it. You helped me get there. Okay, we're gonna have a turn to do it ourselves. So, did everyone have their book or a pen and paper? Okay, we have something to write on. So, oh yeah, I do wanna say one thing before you start. I wanna talk about your delivery. So we talked about having confidence, then we talked about the content, having well-prepared content. If you can structure a speech, you can give any speech. But then the delivery. What are some things that, if you were in my interview class, I talked about some of these things, but what are some things that you think someone should do when they're giving a speech? Do's or don'ts with their body language? Yeah. Yeah? And not too fast, not too slow. Yeah, filler words and nervous words. Or so, we might accidentally say like. I love that. So no filler words and articulate and not too fast. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Okay, so make sure you keep the 3 positive adjectives. We'll do 2 more right here.
Don't just be like standing up there just reading.
Okay, I love that. Like, that's one thing my mom did teach me, even though I didn't know how to structure a speech. she did teach me to memorize it. And so I learned to like talk to people instead of just read. I like that. Don't just read, engage with your audience. Okay, last one.
For your body language,
yeah.
You don't want to close yourself off so you want to have.
Yeah, what if I gave the speech talking like this the whole time? What would you think of me? What would you think? What emotion am I portraying?
Annoyed.
In the back, what emotion, she's looking at me. What emotion am I portraying? Girls are like sassy sometimes. I feel like this can mean a lot. It can mean like I'm mad at you, or what
yes.
Do you think? Right? I talked to what I think. Like, I've got better things to do with my time, is what she said. Yeah, so your body language affects things. And in the interview, I said, stay within a frame as if you were on like a TV camera. The same goes with a speech. You can walk and that kind of helps add to it. And if you're trying to show emotion, then it's okay to like say, if you're trying to be funny or entertaining, be like, I was flailing around. It's okay. But for the most part, your hands kind of stay within this frame and you use your hands to help articulate your points. Okay, so that was the body movement and your delivery. And don't speak too fast, because I used to, when I first started public speaking, I'm a fast speaker anyway, but I would just talk so fast that people couldn't even understand me, and it made them feel nervous because I was just talking so fast and no one could hear me and I was slurring my words. So speak kind of slow. All right, now it's time for you guys to have a turn. I know you guys have been excited for this part. Everyone's so excited. All right, in your books, let's see what I wrote here. All right, we're gonna structure a speech. So you're gonna need an introduction. You're gonna need your body, the body with the 3 to 5 points. Let's do no more than 3 points because this is gonna be a small amount of time. And the conclusion. So ready for what you're gonna talk on? Okay, here's your assignment. So you've all been asked individually, you're going to be giving a 2-minute speech to other LDS youth who are also homeschooled. And you're gonna tell them why you think they would enjoy coming to this conference, the LDSHE Youth Conference. And you're gonna ask them, okay, so that's what you're gonna do. You're gonna be speaking to them, telling them why they should come. So everyone have your papers, so this should be a quiet time. I like to start with my bullet points before my introduction, because then you know what you're talking about, so you know how to summarize it in an introduction. So start with your 2 to 3 bullet points, and then under each bullet point, so if one of them is like, you get to meet other homeschooled youth, sorry if I stole your thunder, if that was one of the bullets, then underneath that, maybe have 2 to 3 bullet points that you'll talk about, like why that's a good thing. And then your next bullet. Make sense? Are there any questions? Yeah.
I've only been here half a day and one dance. How am I supposed to?
This is a great example. Sometimes people ask me to speak on things, I have no idea what I'm talking about, and I pull it out of thin air. You can pull this out of thin air. Be creative. You got this. It's called fake it till you make it. All right, the 1 minute's over. Okay. I want you to find partners, so just 2 of you, so that we have enough time to do it. So everyone find your partner, grab your partner's hand, raise their hand, so that I know where partnerships are. Okay, so you 2 on this row, you 2, yeah, we'll be a partner. You 2, you 2. Okay, so we have you guys all, okay, so you 2 girls right there, and then you 2 right there, I'll get you, don't worry, I'll get you someone. You 2, oh, you don't have one? Okay, she needs one. Oh, you're together? Okay, will you go with her in the pink? Oh, wow, you're right, yeah. You don't have one. Okay, give me a second. You two, Alexander, you two. Okay, you two, okay, perfect. And then you two, sitting on the same row, you and him, yeah? Oh, you two, okay. Then do you, girl in the red, want to go back with him in the plaid? Yeah, does that sound okay? He's like, I guess. It's actually really good to try to speak to someone who you don't know, but it's okay to also practice speaking to someone you're comfortable with. So there, right now, as we're practicing, it's not a bad thing. But if you really want to get better at it, try to talk to someone you don't know, because the nerves kind of start. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Everyone's going to stand. Well, the person speaking is going to be standing up. The person not speaking is going to be sitting down, I guess. But I do want you standing. And I want you giving your speech to the person that you're talking to. You can both stand so you're at eye level if you want to. Pretending like you're in front of an audience. Okay, so you're standing. And you gotta talk kind of quiet so that everyone can be talking at the exact same time. So if I, okay, Alexander, will you come here really quick? Let's give an example. Okay, so if I was talking first and Alexander's my partner, we're gonna be standing like this, okay? And then I'm gonna be giving my speech and I'm gonna say, today I'm gonna be talking to you about why LDSHE is a great thing, sorry, good job, is a great thing that you should do. And these are the reasons why. 1, 2, 3. So 1, la la la, okay? And then I'm gonna conclude. And then my 2 minutes is over. Now Alexander's gonna start. And then once we're done, then we're gonna take another minute for Alexander to say to me, well, you did good, but you're talking so fast. I couldn't really hear you very well. Maybe you could try talking slower, and your hands were a little bit too crazy. Maybe keep your fingers together and not like this, in a loving, loving, gentle, gentle, gentle way.
Love it.
Love it. Okay. All right, let's begin. All right, you have 2 minutes. All right. And 2 minutes is over. Okay, so everyone have a seat really quick. How did it go? I saw a lot of great things happening. I know that we all kind of wrote down our speeches, but I saw a lot of you kind of like looking at your notes, but trying really hard to look at the person you were talking to. I saw a lot of off-the-cuff speaking. That was really great. I saw some good hand movements over here. You guys were trying to really integrate everything we talked about. What were some challenges? Back here. Ah, that is my challenge. I wrote in the girls, remember I wrote on the board and I looked at it, I'm like, that's not even legible. Okay, yeah, that happens. Yeah, okay, so maybe we could type our speeches. Yeah. Thank you for saying that. That is actually really hard, not being able to put your thoughts into words. I can completely relate to that. So the more that you practice putting your thoughts into words, the better you'll get at that. Okay, any other challenges we had? Right here. Isn't that hard? And it's really awkward when there's just two of you. I get that. But she just said looking at the person instead of looking at your paper. When you're at an audience, it's not so awkward because it's not this like, I'm looking into one person's eyes. But yeah, okay, last one. Do we have one over here? No? Back here.
Not having enough time to memorize your speech.
Yeah, and that's okay. Today, it's okay for you to look down and look up and look down because it's hard. Okay, all right, let's switch partners. On your marks, get set, go. All right, okay, our time is up. So I kind of noticed on both times, you guys all took about a minute and a half. But so now you see how long a minute and a half speech is. I gave you 2 minutes, but some of you were done early. All right, great job. What are some challenges that you faced again in doing some public speaking? Anything. Any new, everything? No, explain that. Was it hard not, look at your notes. Was it hard? What's hard in your situation, right? How old are you? 12, and how old are you? Yeah. 12. That's, you guys just did an extremely mature thing, and I don't know if you're gonna enjoy that I'm calling that out, but to be 12 and to try to give a speech, and you, these two don't know each other, they're speaking to someone of the opposite gender, and having to stare at them in their eyes, I don't know if I could have done that at age 12. So I commend, that was amazing, great job. Like, round of applause. And they did it, that was really hard to do. Way to go, yeah. Thank you. I'm glad that my 3 points like have a purpose because I've said it like 4 times. It's hard to stay positive, and that's not, you're not alone. I think that's human nature, unfortunately. Doubt comes into our mind, and she just said to herself, like, I'm not public speaking, no, but she was forcing herself to be positive. I love that. Okay, let's take 1 minute and talk to your partner and just give them some like gentle advice about things that maybe they want to work on. Okay, you have 1 minute, so 30 seconds each partner, go. Alrighty, guys. Okay, great job. Okay, how many of you found this, like, trying to work through a public speech helpful? Yeah, okay, good, I'm glad. I wanna know if I ever have to teach someone how to public speak again. Would it have been better to practice yourself or just to sit and listen?
Practice,
right? I feel like when I sit in seminars, it's great, but if I'm able to try to actually try it myself, that's really when I'm learning, okay, I need to change this to do this better. Okay, great job, thanks for doing that with me. Okay, there are different types of speeches, and I just wanted to talk about a few of them. So there's keynote. So Smith, I don't know his first name, brother.
Hank.
Okay, Hank, he's amazing, right? And that's his full-time job, is to be a public speaker, and he travels, and he's a motivational speaker. And so that's a keynote speaker. He's your keynote speaker. A funeral, unfortunately, you know, sometimes we have funerals. A motivational speaker, maybe is informative or motivational. I've done a couple of those while being here. And persuasive. So when I was an example of having to give a speech anywhere, so Driston, you asked me, like, what if you're asked to give a speech at the last minute, right? So when I, after I gave it the Crown of Miss Utah, I think I just wanted to like get away, and I went to Peru for two months doing a humanitarian project, and I worked in the orphanage for a little bit of, like, over a month of that. And I was the only person there with my nonprofit group, and I did not speak Spanish very well. So I'm in the orphanage with these kids, and all of a sudden, the leader of the orphanage was called Aldea Infantil, Victor Raul Aldea Infantil. And the leader of the orphanage came to me, and she's speaking this fast Spanish that I'm trying to interpret, and I don't know it very well. And she said to me, like, I understood this. Get in the van, we're going downtown, and you're gonna be speaking. That's all I kind of understood. And I'm like, okay, all right. So I got in the van, and we drove downtown into Trujillo, because we were way outside in the city called Quiriwak. And we went into Trujillo, and I enter, and there's all of these, like, media people sitting down with cameras, and everyone in the audience, I could tell, were print journalists. And on the stage, people were talking about these grapes, and I guess it was this grape festival. And she wanted me to stand up there and talk about how the Aldea Infantil was such a wonderful place, we love the children, and that people should want to support this Aldea Infantil. Okay, I know no Spanish, right? I tried to learn it a little bit before I went to Peru. I didn't know it very well, I knew it a little bit. But in my hand, I had a couple of things. I had a notebook, I had a pen, I had a Spanish dictionary, and I had a Spanish conjugation book. So I had about 15 minutes to sit there, and she's whispering in my ear in Spanish, like, go talk about how you love the niños, like you love the children, go talk up there about that. So I'm trying my best to write down a speech, right? But I knew my bullet points. So I started with 3 points, like how much I love the kids, how they needed more money to fund their education, and how we can all be helpful to change their future. So I had my 3 bullet points. So I'm writing it down, and I'm looking in my dictionary, and I'm trying to write words, and I'm trying to learn how to conjugate really quick, and I'm physically writing out every word I'm gonna say, because I don't know Spanish. And so then I knew it a little, right? I had had a tutor help me for 2 months, so I knew it enough to get through. So it was my turn, and I stand up there, and I look at my piece of paper, and I just start reading it in Spanish. Who knows how well I did, but I was able to articulate something, and I think they understood, even if I conjugated it wrong, that, you know, the Aldea Infantil could use their support, and these children could use their help to better their future. There were a couple of things that I had going on for me at that moment. What do you think the first one was? It was my first bullet point in this talk. It's okay if you don't remember. Yeah.
Love.
Love, it's close, yep, it's an emotion. I talked about having confidence. I just chose to have confidence, even though I had no idea what I was doing. You know what helped me have confidence? I'm never gonna meet these people again. It doesn't matter if I can't even speak Spanish. That was how I had the confidence. Okay, the second one is I knew how to write a speech. So I didn't know how to write anything in Spanish, but I knew how to write a speech. And then the third one is I knew how to deliver a speech. And so that helped me get through it. So if you can remember these 3 bullet points, you can get through anything. This is a picture of when I was Miss Utah. A lady had flown me to Washington, D.C. to help her lobby for internet and cell phone safety. This is before I lived in D.C. And I didn't know I'd be speaking there. And as I'm standing there, and we're with a senator from New Jersey, Senator Mendez, and we're standing there, and all of a sudden he said, okay, Miss Utah, would you like to have something to say? I had no idea I was going to be asked to say something, so I stand up there, and on the cuff, I gave 3 bullet points. And I gave it, summed it up in my conclusion and talked about how internet and cell phone safety is important to help save lives of children. So if you know content and you know how to write a speech, you can give any speech. And this is when I would speak to the kids in elementary schools. That I had lots of time to prepare. Okay, so we just talked about strong delivery. Oh, and I just wanted to say a few things that we've already talked about, but to help you give a speech, look in front of the mirror and look at yourself while you're giving a speech and see what your hands look like. And you could even record yourself, and that will help you know how you're doing when you're speaking. And here's my three things that I just said. Have confidence, well-prepared speech, and practice a really strong delivery, and you'll be able to give any speech. Okay, I didn't leave enough time for questions, so if you have any questions, you can come ask me after. But we're finished, so thank you.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.